Next item on the agenda are permits, projects over $50,000, with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Good morning, Mr. Grab.
Members of the commission, as the commissioner indicated, for the public's benefit, these are projects in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a full public interest review, for which staff has received no adverse comments and is recommending approval. Very briefly, or to summarize the items, Upper Occoquan Service Authority requesting authorization to install 58 feet of sewer main beneath Bull Run, as well as a 73-foot by 60-foot vehicular access across Cub Run in Fairfax County. 2B Leesburg South Trust requesting authorization to construct 160-foot long by 70-foot wide bridge above Tuscarora Creek. Install riprap armoring around pilings as well as a temporary construction crossing as part of a commercial development in the town of Leesburg in Loudoun County. In this case, given the commercial nature of the project, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $22,400 for the bridge encroachment over 11,200 square feet of state-owned submerged land. 2C, Town of St. Paul's requesting authorization to install just slightly less than a 1 MGD diffuser outfall in the Clinch River. It's part of upgrade and expansion of an existing wastewater treatment plant. In this case, we're recommending the incorporation or inclusion of our standard in-stream permit conditions, as well as the permittee's agreement to conduct any necessary mussel surveys and fishery locations as recommended by the Department of Game and Fisheries, and or any time of year restriction that is deemed necessary. 2D James City Service Authority is requesting authorization to install 315 feet of water line that will be attached to a wooden utility bridge crossing an unnamed tributary to College Creek in James City County. 2E Corps of Engineers requesting authorization to hydraulically place up to 75,000 cubic yards of material maintenance dredge from the Nantauk Creek Federal Project Channel. This will be placed approximately overboard, approximately 2.5 miles west of the mouth of the creek. In 12 feet of water. 2F Ocean Marine LLC requesting authorization to maintenance dredge on an as-needed basis, 5,000 cubic yards per dredging cycle. This will maintain a number of depths, 11.5 feet at two existing marina slip basins, 26.5 feet within the existing sinker lift basin, and depths between 11.4 and 17.4 within an existing travel lift basin. This is at their facility on the southern branch of Elizabeth River in Portsmouth. Here again, we are recommending incorporation of the standard dredging conditions. 2G City of Norfolk is requesting authorization to dredge the natural portions of an existing unnamed creek and canal between the North and South Lake roads in the city, and that maintenance dredging will result in 1,405 cubic yards of material being excavated. And maximum depths of minus 3.5 feet at mean low water within a 24-foot wide by 1,030-foot long channel. The project also includes the installation of a green and red day beacon that will mark the channel's entrance from the north branch of the Lafayette River. We are recommending, again, standard dredging conditions and in compliance with all Coast Guard marking requirements. 2H Norfolk Southern Corporation is requesting authorization to replace an existing timber trestle crossing over Wayne Creek in the city of Norfolk. That will be replaced with a 37-foot wide steel pile-supported concrete cap and girder double track trestle. It will span 156 feet of Wayne Creek. Here again, given the commercial nature, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $11,544, and that would be for the encroachment of those trestles over 5,772 square feet of state-owned submerged land. Finally, 2I Joseph Kubiak, Jr., requesting authorization to install 205 linear feet of timber replacement bulkheading, be aligned a maximum of 2 feet channelward of an existing failing bulkhead, and a 30-foot low-profile timber groin at his property along the Little Wicomico River in Northumberland County. Again, we're recommending a royalty in the amount of $444 for that encroachment and fill over state on submerged land. With that, either I or members of my staff would be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions of Mr. Grab? Mr. Fox?
GE Corps of Engineers, they're going to put the dredge material, looks like, on the Tangier Flats, 2.5 miles off the mountain, the man concrete. Is that a place they've used before?
I think they've used it before.
It's near a place they've used in the past, but it hadn't been dredged since the 60s. This is something. It's just the sand material at the mouth of the creek. Once they get up into the creek where it turns over to silt, they'll be going up.
But they're not putting it on oyster grounds?
No, no. I've talked to our fisheries department, and it is they're okay with it. It's far enough side of the reef where it is.
Thank you, Hank. Further questions? Bob, I do have one. The 2C, Town of St. Paul, how did they come to 0.999 million gallons a day? Is that a specific threshold for a reason that it hits a million?
I imagine it's 1 million gallons per day, but
that's how they submitted it. I'm assuming it's the DEQ thing. I spoke to DEQ earlier. They've already sanctioned this.
Okay,
being a regulator, there's probably something that says 1 million gallons and larger. Followed one set of regulations, less than a million is another set of regulations.
That's kind of where I was hidden, but anyway, I just wanted to know. Thanks, Bob. Any further questions? This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience, pro or con, have anything to say in reference to these projects before the commission acts? Matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the page 2
items. Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Grant.